Johnny blinked, but bowed. Lord Voraz said,
Dries here likes to call himself the chief collections executive, but it is a sort of bank joke. He is actually the branch manager of the Galactic Bank for this sector. You might have noticed a time or two that I stepped on his toes accidentally. A branch manager has total authority for his sector and is a bit jealous of his prerogatives.
He laughed, teasing his junior.
Your planet comes in his sector, and dealings about it are entirely up to him. He's the one who has to show a profit for his area. Now I am simply here because the emissaries have met. These are very troubled.
Dries Glotton cut him off sharply.
Oh, his lordship can't be expected to know all the ins and outs of sector business. He does very well to keep up with universes.
Lord Voraz laughed again.
Oh, dear. I am really sorry we worried you. Why, we have been looking.
Dries cut him off again.
We're just here to help, Sir Lord Johnny. By the way, would you like to start an account? A personal account?
He was fishing in his pockets for the materials.
We can give you a very low number and absolute confidence assured.
Suddenly, Johnny realized that he had no money. Not just no money in his pockets. He didn't have, and never had had, any money at all. He'd even given the gold coin away. He thought maybe he got pilot pay that was given to Chrissy, but he had never seen it. He steered off apprehensive thoughts of Chrissy quickly. He had better keep his mind on this talk. But he was broke, penniless.
I'm sorry. Perhaps later, if I ever get any money to deposit.
The two gave each other a quick look, but Dries said,
Well, just remember, we're not enemies of yours.
I think you would be very bad to have as enemies,
said Johnny, still fishing.
That fleet wouldn't go away until you talked to Snowell.
Oh, that. The Galactic Bank has lots of services for its customers. What you saw there was just notarial services. They needed a radio notary code trace to attest and verify that it was a valid conference order. He wouldn't take their word, of course. They trust the bank.
Was calling the emissaries here a bank service, too?
Well, no,
began Lord Voraz.
You could call it so, if you like,
said Dries.
For sometimes such a conference is arranged as a service. It's in the interest of the Galactic Bank to have civilized planets do business together smoothly.
Johnny was not at all satisfied, but he put an easy face on it.
These emissaries do seem to obey you, though. They call you Your Excellency, and they call Lord Voraz His Worship. What do you do if they don't obey you? You know, not come to the conference or do what you say?
The thought shocked Lord Voraz. Before Dries Glotton could stop him, he said,
Oh, unthinkable! Why, the bank would call in their loans, shut off their credit. Their economies would shatter. They would go bankrupt. Their whole planet could be sold right out from under them. Oh, they would think several times before.
Dries finally got his attention and shut him off.
Now, Your Worship,
he said softly.
I know you feel strongly about these matters, but we must remember that this is my sector, and things that concern this planet are my worry. Forgive me. I think possibly Sir Lord Johnny doesn't really know too much about the Galactic Bank. We haven't reprinted the information leaflets for ages. Would you like to know more about it, Sir Lord Johnny?
Johnny definitely would. He privately had become very alert about the whole planet could be sold right out from under them.
Ho, 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 ho.